Residents between Pembroke and Chateaubilly are being encouraged to look out for the Ministry of Health's vaccination caravan on the weekend. Social and Community Development Specialist Cecil Ryan said the caravan will begin at Pembroke from 10 a.m. with various stops along the way to offer the COVID-19 vaccine.
Next week, Sunday, November 21, starting at 10 a.m. from Pembroke, going up all the way up to not Lee or Chateaubilly, there's going to be a big push. The caravan would be out. The Ministry of Health will be, of course, leading this thing. And the entertainers will be on board. So starting at 10 a.m. from Pembroke, South Leeward, the caravan will be going all up to North Leeward. There will be DJs, as I said. Drinks and snacks will be provided. And also the group that is behind this particular activity has gotten the commitment from a number of vans to carry posters, to circulate the ideas, to mobilize, help to mobilize a number of vans. Of course, they would be from the Leeward plus others. So we want everybody to be aware, especially those on the Leeward side, and join in. Look out for the caravan next week, Sunday, starting 10 a.m. at Pembroke, going all the way up to Chateaubilly, making different stops to make sure that persons come out and get their vaccine. Be vaccinated. Strengthen your defense.
Social and Community Development Specialist Cecil Ryan. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley says she wants to see an expansion of mobile testing sites for COVID-19 in communities across Barbados. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 62,267. Internationally, Britain's government extended its COVID-19 booster programs to younger people, hoping to stave off a fresh wave of infections during the colder winter months. The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization said people aged 40 to 49 will also be eligible for a vaccine booster shot in 6 months after their initial shot. People 50 and over had previously been eligible. Meanwhile, about 2 million people who have not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have been placed in lockdown in Austria as the country faces a surge in cases. Unvaccinated people will only be allowed to leave home for limited reasons like working or buying food. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.